Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Monday, January 6th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Broadway's A Wonderful World is leading an effort supporting those affected by the recent truck rampage in New Orleans on New Year's Day, which killed 14 people. A call to action has been made for the Greater New Orleans Foundation. Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS is actively supporting the effort and has pledged to add an additional $10,000 in grant money to whatever is raised. The fundraising was initiated by current A Wonderful World cast member Darlizia Searcy, who plays Lucille Wilson. Donations can be made at gnof.org. A Wonderful World continues its Broadway run at Studio 54. For every loud little girl, Music Theater International has acquired the licensing rights for Suffs, which just played its final Broadway performance yesterday. With a national tour set to launch in September, it is not yet available for companies to license. You can sign up to be emailed when it does become available at mtishows.com. In a statement, Tony-winning creator Shayna Taub said, "I'm so thrilled that Suffs has found such a wonderful home at the legendary MTI. It has long been my dream that the show be made accessible to schools, communities, and theaters everywhere. I hope new generations find empowerment and inspiration in getting to tell this story themselves. I encourage productions to create ensembles where as many different people as possible get to participate. For example, while on Broadway the male characters are wonderfully played by women, I'm excited to see theaters open those roles to boys and men as well, and all performers, regardless of gender. Everyone gets to be a Suff. The show now belongs to the future, and I can't wait to see how it lives on." And finally today, a quick reminder, tickets for Broadway Week go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. The biannual two-for-one offer affects performances from January 21st through February 9th for most of the Broadway shows running at that time, including some of the hottest tickets in town. A full lineup and links to book seats will be revealed tomorrow. Visit nyctourism.com/Broadway-week. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.